Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, June 14th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Elizabeth Jewell. Elizabeth and her husband Chris and her two kids Kathleen and Blake are at Mountain Brook Baptist. They started visiting about a year ago and joined in November, and they have been wonderful members here. I can't wait for you to hear more about Elizabeth's life and faith at the end of the podcast. Thank you for joining us today.
Mary, thank you so much for having me today. We are reading Acts chapter 6 from the New International Version. In those days when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews that their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Also Philip, Prochorus, Nicador, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people. Opposition arose, however, from members of the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, Jews of Cyrene and Alexandria, as well as the provinces of Cilicia and Asia, who began to argue with Stephen. But they could not stand up against the wisdom the Spirit gave him as he spoke. Then they secretly persuaded some men to say, "We have heard Stephen speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." So they stirred up the people and the elders and the teachers of the law. They seized Stephen and brought him before Sanhedrin. They produced false witnesses who testified, "This fellow never stopped speaking against this holy place and against the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses handed down to us." All who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for joining the podcast and for reading so beautifully for us. Some of those names were so hard, and you just rocked it. I want to get to know you a little bit more. We've become friends as you and Chris have joined the church, but I want to know where you grew up and maybe a little bit about your history and then how you met Chris.
So I was born and raised in Huntsville. I attended the University of Alabama for both my undergraduate and graduate degrees. I moved to Birmingham for my first job at Ernst & Young. I'm a CPA by trade, but I've always had a passion for higher education. During my time at the University of Alabama, I served on Capstone Men and Women, so I gave a lot of campus tours. And so when an opening came about at Samford University in the Campus Visit Programs Department, I jumped on that opportunity. I spent 9 years at Samford, and about 2 years ago, I took a step back to be able to spend more time with my family.
Wonderful. Okay, let's get to Chris in a second, but it makes a lot of sense. You are actually this very week working the registration desk here at VBS, and I can just totally see that side of you coming out. How have you enjoyed registration?
Oh, I have loved it. It reminds me so much of preview days and orientation at Samford. Just the energy, the excitement, greeting the students, greeting the parents. It has been such a blessing.
Okay, so where along your journey of working did you meet Chris?
So Chris and I met the first day of our accounting internship at EY. So he sat across the boardroom from me with about 15 other interns.
And was it love at first sight?
It was not. We were good friends for about a year before we started dating.
Okay. And then once you started dating, how long did you date?
We dated 11 months, and then we were engaged 6 months. And we've been married over 11 years.
Wonderful. And you have two beautiful children. Tell me a little bit about them.
We do. Kathleen is 8 years old. She will be in third grade this fall at Mountain Brook Elementary. She is fun-loving, full of life. She loves to talk and sing. She loves ballet. She takes at Alabama Ballet and does the Nutcracker, which is very special for me because I was a ballerina growing up.
Aww.
So we can share that. She also is a very talented piano player. She takes at Sanford. She also loves tennis.
Wow, she has a lot of talent.
She does.
What is Blake interested in and what is his grade?
Yes, so Blake is our son. He's 4 years old. He will be in 4K here at the ELC this fall. Blake has the biggest heart and he loves to be around his families and friends. As soon as he gets in the car, when I pick him up from daycare, he's like, "Mom, how was your day?" He just is always thinking about other people. But Blake is an avid golfer, and he has been that way since he was 12 months old. He would hold the plastic golf club in his hand. He also enjoys playing t-ball. Chris coaches the team. But really, any sport, Blake is all about.
Well, we're recording this on Tuesday, and Blake has a big match, his first match today, and he was telling me all about it at the registration desk. And I've heard a lot about Blake, too, from Miss Lassie Hatley, Mr. Kelly's wife, because Lassie was the teacher in Blake's classroom this last year. She says he is so intelligent and so much fun. Okay, I want to know a little bit more about your personality, too. What are some things that you enjoy doing?
Yeah, so I really enjoy cooking and traveling. I love to budget, but I also really love planning vacations for our family from, you know, where to stay, where to eat, and everything in between. One of my favorite chefs is Ina Garten. When we travel, we always try to seek out her restaurant recommendations.
Elizabeth, we are so glad that you guys have joined Mountain Brook Baptist. I know you've already had your Sunday school class over to y'all's house. You're working VBS. You're really involved. What are some of the ways that you felt welcomed? And what are some of the ways that we can be intentional as we're thinking about welcoming new people into the fellowship?
Well, Chris and I were members of another Birmingham church for the first 10 years of our marriage. Last summer, we decided to begin looking for another church that more closely aligned with our family values. So the first Sunday we attended service, Wayne walked straight up to the pew and introduced himself. He was so warm and so welcoming. Wayne's sermon that day, just like most of all of his sermons, are extremely relatable and they bring the scripture alive with context to present day. As we left the service that morning, we also ran into Joey Gleason. And Blake goes, "Hey, Mr. Joey." And Joey replies, "Hey, Blake." He just made us feel completely at home. Our kids attended the ELC, and so they are very familiar with all of the staff members, and especially Mr. Joey. And so he is so missed, and we are so grateful for his ministry to our family and making us feel so welcome. After a few visits to service, you, Mary, helped us find a Sunday school class. And everyone was so warm when we walked in, but we particularly remember the personal welcome from Luke Montgomery. Luke took so much interest in learning more about us and making sure we felt comfortable in the class. And then later that evening, I got a text from Taylor Knight, also welcoming us to the class and making sure we knew all the upcoming events with the church and the Sunday school. So really, the personal outreach from everybody at Mount Brook Baptist, the entire church family, the staff, really were so intentional and made us feel welcome.
Kudos to Luke and to Taylor. And it's just a good reminder that we never know if this is the first time someone's visiting or the fifth, and just to be engaged in the conversation to let them know that we care about them. Okay, how did you and Chris process the idea of being baptized as a way to identify with the church? I know you came from a different background.
Yes, so I was baptized in fourth grade, but Chris was confirmed in sixth grade in the Methodist Church. So when we decided to join Mountain Brook Baptist, we wanted to get baptized together because we wanted to show our family, especially our children, that we completely embrace the Baptist denomination. And so we are just so thankful to be welcomed into the church family of Mountain Brook Baptist.
Is there a moment or a season where you palpably felt the presence of the Lord with you?
Well, both my parents are cancer survivors. My mom was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2000 when I was in sixth grade. And my dad was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer this past fall. Everyone at Mountain Brook Baptist has been so supportive, from our Sunday school class to the Mountain Brook Baptist staff. The day before Dad's Whipple surgery in January, Amy sent me a prayer to pray with him and with our family. We have felt the prayers of our church and are so grateful for the support. Actually, timing is great because 2 weeks ago, Dad had his final round of chemo.
That's wonderful.
Yes, it's been 9 months. So we are so thankful and we praise God for his healing power.
I want to hear a little bit more about how you came to faith.
Yes, so I was raised in the church. I was a disciple of Christ and I always had a strong faith, but we went through the class. It was a baptism class. So there were about five of us, about the same age, who met with the minister for several weeks in a row on Sundays and worked through a workbook. And it's very similar to the workbook we are working through with Kathleen at the moment.
Yes. When a child expresses interest at Mountain Brook Baptist in being baptized, they've placed their faith in Jesus and they want to follow in baptism. We give them a little book just to help them think about the gospel, what it means to follow Jesus, and what it means to be a part of the church. So I'm so excited that Kathleen is working through the book. Do you have a favorite Bible verse or a verse that has sustained you throughout life?
Well, my favorite verse is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. So, Mary, I'm a very rational, matter-of-fact thinker, and I worry a lot. And this passage challenges me to trust the Lord with everything and don't overthink.
What a good reminder to acknowledge the presence of the Lord and that his way is the best way. Okay, I want to ask you one final question. The passage you read was amazing. I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on the passage or anything that stuck out to you.
I do. So one of Wayne's sermons really has stuck with me over the past few weeks. And the sentence in the passage, they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Well, Wayne's sermon, anyone that wants to go back and re-listen to it, I encourage you. It's the April 28th sermon, and the timestamp is 17 minutes and 17 seconds. And this is what he says. No one has ever seen God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. Our loving other people is the consummation of God's love coming to us. It is incomplete until we extend it to other people. Because as we extend God's love to other people, people come face to face with the reality of who God is. Any of you ever seen God? None of us have seen God. How many of you have seen the wind? How many of you have felt the wind? I know the wind by what I feel and what I see, but I don't see it itself. John says, you don't see God, but you see God in how you and I manifest his love in relationship with other people. Is it not an amazing thing to think about that people can see God in and through how you love? And so this really reminds me of one of my favorite Easter songs. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. And so taking it back to the passage that I read earlier, they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. People could see God in Stephen. It is really hard for me to think about something that's not tangible, but just because you can't see it and touch it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Amen. And we see the Lord at work in others. We see the Lord at work in you, Elizabeth. And we're so grateful for you sharing the testimony of his faithfulness. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Dear Lord, thank you so much for the people who are Mountain Brook Baptist Church. Please help us continue to extend your love to other people so they can come face to face with the reality of who you are. Please help us show love to each other when we don't deserve it. Lord, please help us be like Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. We know you live because you live within our hearts. Amen.